This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Joining me today is Rosalind Pogue, Director of ULM Career Connections. And Rosalind, we're going to be meeting at Policy in a Pint coming up this Tuesday night, talking about workforce development. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thank you, Corey. It's a pleasure.
Now, you are in the education business. You're in the getting folks ready to get a job business more than anything. What are business and industries telling you that they need?
Well, you know, it really depends on what type of employer that they're looking for. And when I say that, you can kind of take that question, make it a general question. But a lot of times what they're looking for is those hot in-demand jobs. And those jobs would be like accounting, nursing, your medical fields, and things like that. So these are some of the things that they ask about. Do we have any graduates that we can recruit from ULM? And then, of course, also, too, they also talk about how important it is for that student to make that first impression count. And that's where we come in also, because we actually can show them how they can present themselves in a professional manner that they impress the recruiters for that company.
Now, coming up this Tuesday night at 6 p.m. at the Monterey Grill in Monroe, we're going to have KEDM's Policy in a Pint. We've got a panel of educators and folks in the training end of the world, and then also business and industry leaders in the room. And they'll be answering your questions about workforce development here in the Arklamas. And I guess one of the big ones has been folks like CenturyLink and IBM are moving in, and they're looking for maybe a different type of worker than we've had a lot of here. What are the hot things? I know accounting is a big one. What are some of the hot things that are happening right now?
Well, some of the positions that I know, for example, let's say CenturyLink, that who they look for, especially your computer science, computer information systems majors, the IT, very, very big in demand, very popular. And then also, too, they look for your accounting, marketing, business finance, your business folks in particular. And then, of course, the other thing, too, that we're very big on as well is our medical, which is your nursing and pharmacy and health sciences. And those are very big demand jobs, too, that we get a lot of recruiters to come in and recruit our students.
Now, this Tuesday night at Policy in a Pint, we'll be talking about that. You know, I look back at I can't remember the company that wanted to come here, and they said, look, we don't have the intellectual capital. And that's kind of a bad thing. They said that years ago. They're not here. That's good. We're glad they're gone. We got some other folks in here now. We've got smart people here. Sometimes they just don't match up, and training is important. Are there things that ULM does to get folks more ready to get out in the workforce?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Part of our department, for example, we actually have workshops that talk about resume writing. We'll actually sit one-on-one with the student and look at their resume. We do mock interviews. We also do events like a style show, career style show that we're going to have in October that kind of tells them the do's and don'ts of what you're supposed to wear at certain business events. And the faculty also, too, has ways or classes, too, that helps prepare them. And we work closely with those folks in preparing their students.
Rosalind Pogue, Director of ULM Career Connections. You can join Rosalind, myself, and our expert panel at Policy and a Pint. Coming up this Tuesday night at 6 p.m. is our live radio program. We'll actually begin our meet and greet at 5:30. You can find out more by visiting our website, kedm.org.